Want to take a minute to really underline, Lise, to just the amazing parameters of Donald Trump's victory here. Even CNN says this has smashed history, specifically exit polling history, as in things we've never seen before since the start of exit polling. I'm going to play it and then get you to react to it. Here we go. CNN admitting the Trump win was massive and devastating for them.
Holy Toledo. All right. Trump gained ground in 49 states and the District of Columbia compared to 2020. I went back through the record books. When was the last time a party gained in so many different places? You have to go all the way back to 1992 when Bill Clinton improved upon Michael Dukakis's performance in 49 states plus the District of Columbia. The bottom line is, no matter where you looked on the map, Kate Baldwin, no matter where you looked, Donald Trump was improving on where he did 4 years ago, except for Washington State. It is no wonder that at this particular point, he looks like he's going to be the first Republican to win the popular vote since George W. Bush back in 2004.
And to pull that off, he gained ground with groups that Republicans do not generally count as part of their winning coalition, or it really at all.
Okay, yeah, and he did, Lee. Listen to this. This is where CNN admits Trump broke history.
How much ground did he gain?
Holy Toledo. It's just like, oh my goodness gracious. These are the types of groups that you would never have thought that Donald Trump would have gained so much support among 8 years ago when he first won against Hillary Clinton. Trump's was the best GOP showing among 18 to 29 year olds in 20 years. You have to go all the way back to 2004. How about among black voters? It was the best performance for a Republican candidate for president in 48 years since Gerald Ford back in 1976. And among Hispanic voters, the exit polls only go back since 1972. But Donald Trump's performance on Tuesday was the best for a Republican presidential candidate in exit poll history. He literally goes all the way back through history and breaks history. This is what we're talking about, Kate Baldwin. Groups that you never thought that Donald Trump would do well among, even for a Republican candidate, that is what he did. If the 2016 election was about Donald Trump breaking through with white working class voters, this election was about breaking through and going to that Democratic coalition and tearing it apart.
And it wasn't just this, what he did for his own support. It trickled down to helping the Senate and helping in the House.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of talk this morning and this week, as you know, the GOP is going to have a Senate majority. We don't know if the Republicans are going to have a House majority, but we think that that's the most likely to be the case. But I want you to look at the 2024 House GOP national vote showing. So this is the House popular vote. Currently, the GOP is ahead by 5 points. I expect that to shrink a little bit as some of the California results come in. But that, if let's just say he wins, the House GOP wins by more than 2.6 points, it will be the best House GOP showing in a presidential year in the House popular vote since 1928. If there's any viewer out there who is that old, God bless you. But the bottom line is, it was probably the best House GOP national vote showing during most of our viewers' lifetimes.
There are
in a presidential year.
Yeah, okay. It's good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, pretty good analysis, yeah. But I think this goes back to what James Carville said and also Charlemagne the God. It's the economy, stupid. And Charlemagne was saying that it is kitchen table issues. In other words, it's the economy. It's what your average American family, husband and wife and some kids, think about what is going on in the direction of the country. And when it comes to the economy, when it comes to the social cultural issues, which are liberal progressives have been pushing to the left as fast as they possibly can, it's a rejection of that. It's a rejection. And here's the thing that keeps, you know, you've got Democrats who say, well, we didn't do a good enough job of communicating policy about what, you know, Harris would do. You didn't have to. We lived through 4 years of what you said you accomplished, and you said you weren't going to do anything different. We lived through 4 years of Donald Trump, and he did what he said he was going to do. So we did. It was not a communication job. It was a perception. The American people said, we reject your economic and sociocultural policies, period, end of story. The vast majority of Americans reject that. That's just it. It's very simple. It's not hard to understand. It doesn't take a focus group to figure it out.
Well, speaking of Charlemagne the God, okay, so he is probably the premier, hippest, hottest black talk show host right now, okay? Listen to him being told in an interview with Fox News, like a third of voters of color voted for Trump. He can't even process it.
What do you make of the demographics here? I mean, Trump got one out of every three voters of color.
No.
Yeah.
One out of
33%.
Really?
Yeah.
When you say color, you mean like black, brown, everything. Oh, well, I think that, you know, people have different issues that they care about. And I think that there's nobody out there that's a single issue voter. I think some of this is a backlash to race and gender and identity politics. But, man, most people, they just care about keeping food on their table and keeping a roof over their head.
And sorry, that was ABC News. I apologize.
Exactly what I just said.
Yeah, it's what you said.
Now he also makes the point that Democrats have got to get over this concept that racial groups are a monolithic voting group. They are not. Women are not a monolithic voting group. Men are not a monolithic voting group. There are people that have differences of opinions, and some of those things change over time depending on circumstances and things that actually happen, consequences of policy. People notice this. It impacts their lives. It changes the way they perceive leadership and how they want the direction of the country to move. And this is what has happened. And they have rejected where Biden and Harris were taking this country for the past 4 years. And they're saying, yeah, We are turning the page. We're turning the page on the Biden-Harris administration on liberal progressive policies. That's the page that got turned. That's the page.
And Maureen Dowd has this in the New York Times this morning. She's a liberal columnist, of course, and she references this poll in which white liberals are far more convinced that America is a horrible country, especially because of racial politics, than actual black or brown people. And they keep jamming it down their throat. In this poll, black and brown people by double digits more say America is a great country than white liberal elites. And so that's, you kind of seeing the breakup here of them going, no, we don't want to destroy the country. We just want to be able to afford food. And this is, the left cannot understand this. They're struggling with it. They're still deluding themselves. Here's an example. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, okay? Total denial right here. She's a Democrat from California, former DNC chair, and also a big fundraiser in the Democrat Party. Okay, in this clip, she's talking to the donors, okay? She's lying her butt off, but she's trying to save, the donors' checks, the money from California. Listen to what she says. Because she's in full, complete denial.
This was not the wave election that the majority of the media is portraying. Voters had a Trump on the ballot the last three elections. We had a very short presidential campaign with our nominee, and there were a lot of other issues as well.
Good. Keep lying to yourself.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we saw what the policies were going to be, and you said you weren't going to do anything different.
Now, here's Lindy Lee. She is a Democrat on the DNC Finance Committee. She raises money, and she says, these Democrats lied to me. Because you know what leaked out over the last couple of days? Joe Biden's internal polling showed a 400 electoral vote landslide for Donald Trump, and they didn't care. They came out and lied to everybody, said, no, we can win. We have an historic presidency. Everybody loves us. Nobody cares if they can eat anyway or afford to. They're cool with it. Food, you know, whatever. Americans need to lose weight. And we'll just keep the printing press running. No, everybody loves us. They knew the whole time they had that Trump had 400 electoral votes in their own polling, and they lied. And they lied to the donors, too. Here's Lindy Lee talking about what all of these Biden officials did by lying to the Democrat donors and did to her. She said, I called these donors. I asked them for money.
The truth is this is just an epic disaster. This is a $1 billion disaster. Jen O'Malley Dillon promised all of us that Harris would win. She even put videos out saying that Harris would win. I believed her. My donors believed her. And so they wrote massive checks. I feel like a lot of us were misled.
Wow, this is a total dumpster fire for the Democrat Party. This is a mess.
That's breaking the history here. They spent over $1 billion on a campaign and lost spectacularly. And somebody was sending us some information, too, about the states that wanted to change it so that all of their electoral votes would go to the popular vote winner. If that were in effect, I believe that the map was said that Trump would have over 500 electoral votes and Harris would have like 26.
And that's the big takeaway here. They have lorded it over us that they won the popular vote two times in a row.
Right.
And they've painted us as this small extremist terrorist minority that they have to deal with. They have to censor. You know, this is their burden to have to deal with us and protect the country from us. And the whole time we were the minority. We were the majority and they were the minority.
Live by racial division and thou shalt die by racial division.
There you go.
Because that's what Democrats are all about.
And poor Bernie Sanders tried to come out and explain this to the people.
Here is the reality. The working class of this country is angry, and they have a reason to be angry. What that man named Donald Trump did do is he said, I feel your pain. I know that you're hurting, and I have an explanation.
Pelosi says that didn't happen, that we're all just a bunch of bigots.
I don't respect him saying that the Democratic Party has abandoned the working class families. That's where we are. In
then
fact,
why did voters who earned less than $100,000 go for Trump in such large numbers?
Well, there are cultural issues involved in elections as well. Guns, God, and gays. That's the way they say it.
Well, Jack Brewer is a former NFL player.
In other words, we're a bunch of bigots.
No.
You know what? Go ahead to go with that. Yeah, please go. Yes. Please just keep that up. Just keep talking.
Like I said the other day, I hope they don't figure it out.
I know. So they're tilting back and forth between complete delusion and hoping they can stop the Trump agenda by the senators electing either John Thune or John Cornyn to block it. That's their big hope, their big plan right now. I'll let Rich Zolli, who is a talk show host from Pennsylvania, explain this next. The Democrats are putting all their eggs in one basket, hoping Tim Scott, Lindsey Graham, Tom Tillis will vote to install John Thune or John Cornyn to block the Trump agenda. It's the last prayer they have. We need to explain this to the senators today.